the human race is kind of like a failed species. Like, there's no way getting around that. It's really bad. And I think that's caused by our, you know, viewpoint as humans being like a supreme species that needs to conquer Earth.
Surroundings can be a negative thing. It allows you to succeed in a capitalist environment, but viewing the world or people as things to control, or having a reason basis why you can control them, is an inherently dangerous idea.
All areas within the German building are designated as smoke-free. Thank you for your cooperation.
Success as the only way of, I don't even know what people like, you know, garner success, but
I'm, you know, gonna graduate college and then hopefully go and get my master's. It's funny how I say hopefully, because I'm actually not sure if I want to do that, or if it's a expectation of my parents or of society in general that you need a master's degree or you need a bachelor's degree to succeed and cultivate money.
You know, you just need to continue amassing some sort of like wealth and capital, I think, is the way society started. People wanted like farmland. Farmland turned into like property, and you know, you created currency and you need ways to get more currency, and then you have everything evolving past that. So like everything revolves around money, and because of that, there's always people trying to get more of it, you know, exploiting other people and exploiting the environment.
Technological innovation was important for early societies, I'm talking like Bronze Age, Stone Age, because you're trying to cultivate as much comfortability as you could. If you didn't have the right tools, you couldn't kill the right animals. If you couldn't kill the right animals, your family would be hungry. But I think that drive stayed with us, like through evolution, to create the best thing. And it's interesting to think maybe there was a point where we could have stopped.
Probably been unsustainable and is, you know, gonna have some cyclic karma type thing come back around.
I don't know if there was like a point that creating the new stuff could have ended, but because it's like written in our DNA to constantly conquer the next thing or to create the newest, best, brightest thing.
Most of it, I think. I don't think any of us know how to be happy.
Traits of a narrow-minded enlightenment are embedded in the principle of self-consciousness or subjectivity. The self-relating subject purchases self-consciousness only at the price of objectivating nature, internal as well as external nature.